Genesis, chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, Come, let us make bricks, and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and they had slime for mortar. And they said, Come, let us build us a city, and a tower, whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make us a name, or else we will be scattered abroad on the face of the whole earth. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower, which the sons of man built. And Yahweh said, Look, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do, and now nothing will be withheld from them, which they purpose to do. Come, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So Yahweh scattered them abroad from there on the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore the name of it was called Babel, because there Yahweh confounded the language of all the earth, and from there Yahweh scattered them abroad on the face of all the earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, and begot Arpachshad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begot Arpachshad 500 years, and begot sons and daughters. And Arpachshad lived 35 years, and begot Shelah. And Arpachshad lived after he begot Shelah 403 years, and begot sons and daughters. And Shelah lived 30 years, and begot Eber. And Shelah lived after he begot Eber 403 years, and begot sons and daughters. And Eber lived 34 years, and begot Peleg. And Eber lived after he begot Peleg 430 years, and begot sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years, and begot Reu. And Peleg lived after he begot Reu 209 years, and begot sons and daughters. And Reu lived 32 years, and begot Sereg. And Reu lived after he begot Sereg 207 years, and begot sons and daughters. And Sereg lived 30 years, and begot Nahor. And Sereg lived after he begot Nahor 200 years, and begot sons and daughters, and Nahor lived 29 years, and begot Terah. And Nahor lived after he begot Terah 119 years, and begot sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years, and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begot Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. And Sarai was barren, she had no child. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and he had them go out from Ur of the Chaldees, to go into the land of Canaan, and they came to Haran, and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.